Hey, welcome to the podcast, Positivity in Pregnancy and Motherhood with Jocelyn. I am Jocelyn. I am your host. I have four kids and one on the way. I am about 8 months pregnant. It's getting close. And so I have all things birth on my mind, especially because I'm trying to do an unmedicated all-natural birth. And so today I want to talk about something that I have actually kind of switched or changed my opinion on. And I wanted to share that with you and some of the reasons why and give you some thoughts regarding a birth plan. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while and if it has helped you out, I encourage you to give me a rating and review on iTunes. That helps this podcast to be found and helps other women who are pregnant and struggling and trying to find tips and tools to cope during pregnancy to find the podcast. That is the best treat, and they're so fun to read. I really appreciate everyone who has taken time to give this a rating and review. So if you haven't done that yet, if you could do that for me, I would really appreciate it. Let's jump into today's episode. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, host of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast. I help pregnant women and mothers to find positivity in their season of life through changing their thoughts to work for them and not against them. I help mothers find the small, doable steps in thought and action without making drastic changes to their everyday mom life, and I can help you. Thanks for joining. I apologize for the background noise if you can hear that. It's the dishwasher. It was supposed to be finished while we were gone earlier, and then it like popped itself open and didn't finish. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, but it is adding a little bit of noise towards the back. So today I wanted to talk about something that I was not a big fan of, and that is writing a birth plan. Now, why was I not a big fan of writing a birth plan? I'll give you a little bit of history. My first pregnancy ended up in emergency C-section 9 weeks early. And ironically, but also thankfully, I had been able to go to a short birthing class before I ended up having my first baby. And they had talked about birth plans, and it seemed like a good thing and something that I was maybe going to do. But then when my baby came 9 weeks early by emergency C-section, like, we both almost died. It was pretty traumatic. It wasn't a good thing. I had preeclampsia, which actually was eclampsia because I was having the seizures, and it was kind of turned into HELLP syndrome, which is a little bit beyond eclampsia, and it was not a good time. And from that, I determined that I don't have control. I don't have control over what happens in birth, over when my baby's going to come, over any of that. And so to me, it was like, planning for a birth is just planning for me to fail, because then I would get discouraged about things not going the way that I had hoped they would. And that's what happened with my first. I was going to try to see how far I could get naturally, but I was not able to do that. And so since that time, I just was not a big proponent of birth plans, because so many different things can happen that can cause things to change and cause it to go away from the plan. And one way that we can have frustration is through unmet expectations. So if you have this whole birth plan and then nothing happens to work according to your birth plan, all those expectations are not met, it can lead to frustration, which can make it hard to want to have more babies because you're just frustrated about the whole thing. It didn't go any sort of way the way you hoped it would. And now, this has only been within the last few weeks, and I'll tell you the reason why. I have come to think about a birth plan differently, and I'll tell you why. When I originally learned and thought about birth plans, I thought they were just written, like a big written paper, sometimes like 3 pages long, of stuff that you wanted to have happen in your birth. And so not only was my first complaint that having all this written down could lead to frustration and stuff like that I had just mentioned, but it was long. Like, what nurse and doctor is going to take time when you're in labor to read all that? And I just was not, I don't know, it was just another reason it didn't drive with me. Well, this 5th pregnancy is the first time I've hired a doula, and she was talking to me about a birth plan and how I needed to make a birth plan. And I told her, I was like, I don't want to make a birth plan. I've had births that don't go the way I want them to, and it can be discouraging. And she said, this birth plan is a communication tool. It is something that you can use to communicate to me, to your nurse, and to your doctor. And then she proceeded to show me a birth plan that was done with pictures. So not like photography pictures, but almost, it's hard to explain over a podcast, but I'll put a link to in the show notes of what these types of pictures were. So they're almost kind of like the cartoons, not cartoons even. anyway, you'll need to check out the link in the show notes, but it has different pictures of things that you desire. And so for each area of labor and delivery, you just kind of put pictures. And to me, that was like way more manageable. Not only was it manageable for me as a person, but it also seemed manageable for the nurses and doctors. All they would have to do is kind of glance down at this paper and look at the pictures that have short words on them to be able to see what your desires are. And she told me that it's a communication tool, and I really liked that. And I was like, okay, I can see this as a communication tool to tell you the things that, if things do go good, things that I do desire. It can be really hard to say your desires when you're in pain, and oftentimes you're not going to think about those desires when you are trying to get through the contractions. Like, it's not going to be top of the mind. But if you have these pictures on a page or a birth plan or whatever you want to call it, birth preferences, it can be very helpful for those helping you. And I did hire the doula to help me, and she wants to do that. And so creating this, maybe not be as much, excuse me, my voice is going out, maybe may not be as much for me, but as for her. And I was going to tell you some of those pictures. So some of the pictures say like, daddy wants to catch the baby, and daddy wants to cut the cord. Maybe you don't want an episiotomy. There's a picture for that. Maybe you want your bag of waters, to rupture naturally. Maybe you would like a mirror to see the baby. And so there were just a bunch of pictures like this that you could pick from. And so I just kind of picked a few pictures that resonated with me in the area of labor. So I did about 5 pictures in the area of labor. I did about 5 pictures in the area of pushing, and 5 areas in the newborn area of what my desires were there. Now, while this can be a good communication tool for those helping you, and most pregnancies do go good, there is still a chance that you could end up with opposite of what you desire, like an emergency C-section like I did. And when it comes to that, I think you just need to do some mind work, mindset work, and realize that we just don't always get ideal, but we want to use this communication tool to help us in circumstances that, in case it does happen. To me, just using the pictures and realizing that it's not really my birth plan, it's a communication tool, really helped me to be okay with how things could go. Because like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I've had an emergency C-section. It didn't go as planned. And you might have to have that as well. And just realizing that this is a communication tool can be very helpful. And realizing that it's okay if things don't go as planned. That's actually another thing that I do remember from that birth class, was that they said sometimes we do have to do an emergency C-section. And at the time I was like, yeah, that will never be me. And even when my husband was rushing me to the hospital because I kept passing out and seizing, my mom and my husband told me this. Gratefully, we lived very close to my mom at the time. So she went with my husband to take me to the hospital. But she said, my mom has told me, sorry, this is hard to spit out for some reason. She told me that when they told me I needed an emergency C-section, that I just basically passed out and they had to do a cold blue on me because I knew I didn't want an emergency C-section. I knew I was early. I knew that the things were just, I don't know, you know, you just realize that, oh geez, that's not what I wanted. And I got through it, and you can get through the hard times too. So it's good to plan and hope and work towards your ideal. That's what I'm doing with this fifth pregnancy. But also realizing that things can happen and things can change, and being a little more flexible than I was can help you to get through the hard times. So think about it. Maybe you're like me and you're like, no, I don't need a birth plan. I'm just okay with doing what the doctor says. We don't need to communicate. We're all on the same page. Maybe you're fine with that. Or maybe doing some type of birth plan sounds good. I will link this website in the show notes. You can get these little pictures that she has on there for free to put on your birth preferences if that sounds like something you would be interested in. It definitely changed my opinion this go around, and we'll see how it goes. We still have another month plus, a little bit, until I'm due, and a lot can happen between now and then. So I have my communication tool to help me through. One of the hardest phases of pregnancy for me was that morning sick time where you're just so nauseous, can't hold anything down, nothing sounds good. And it is just very, very difficult. During my third pregnancy, I searched around for positivity to encourage me during pregnancy, to encourage my thoughts, to encourage me to strive to enjoy it better instead of just feeling so absolutely miserable. And I wasn't able to find much. And God put it on my heart that I needed to implement some of the mindset stuff that I had learned. And so I started experimenting on that and tried some of the mindset stuff that I had learned in motherhood and just as a person that had helped me really to enjoy my life better. And I decided to try that on pregnancy. They worked. Some of them really did work. And some of those tools are what makes up my morning sickness mini course for mental health. So if you are struggling during that morning sickness time, I encourage you to look into this course. It is the positivity that you are striving and desire to find to help you get through this phase that feels endless and full of misery. There are 46 videos to help encourage you and to get through that 6 weeks of pregnancy. You could do a different video each day, which was my intent, is to have at least 42 videos to do a different video for every day during those six weeks when you are miserable. You could just focus on a different positive affirmation video every day. And some of them will resonate with you more than others. But that is a phenomenal resource if you are struggling in that area. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for giving it a rating and review on iTunes. But most of all, I am very grateful when you implement these things into your own life for more positivity during pregnancy and in motherhood, because that's what I want to see. I want to see your pregnancy and motherhood improve and get better. Just like these things have helped mine, I hope they help yours. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Thank you for being a part of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast, for listening, for sharing, and most of all, for applying these tools into your own life to improve your own happiness so that you can find your own better thoughts for a better you in a positive pregnancy, in losing that stubborn baby weight, and becoming the mom you desire to be through taking small steps in thought and action to reach your goals. If you are a mother who has an inner desire to enjoy motherhood and pregnancy better, but you are having difficulty figuring it out, I can help you. I can help you find the small, doable steps without drastic changes to your everyday mom life. Reach out, let's connect, and let's see you move forward. My name is Jocelyn, and I thank you for listening. Until next time.